Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a transaction on my bank account. I would like to know who y'all are.
Okay, well, I'll be more than happy to check into that for you. And could I get your zip code, please?
63869, but they don't tell me who y'all are. Who's the company?
Well, I am a third-party call center, and I assist with several different products for several different companies. That's why I would need your zip code to get that account pulled up to see exactly what you were billed for. And so could you repeat that for me?
63869.
Okay.
She said I deal with several different companies.
And could I have your first and last name?
Stephen Hall.
Okay, bear with me one moment. Okay, I'm still looking into that. Bear with me one moment.
And if we both need to get new ones, we can. If we both need to just get new ones, we can.
What was the date on that?
Okay, so I'm not seeing
The date
an
was
account
April 7th.
come up here. Okay, bear with me. Okay, so I'm not seeing an account come up here with the zip code. Could you provide me with the last four digits of the card that was billed?
I don't know which card was billed. It's showing up on my bank account. You're not getting any of my bank information.
Okay, well, that's fine, but I would need that information. I won't be able to get the account pulled up, and I won't be able to make charges on it. It's only for identification purposes. But when I put the zip code in, nothing came up for me in that name.
Actually, is it the 59 or 60? Which one? Which? It's Focus Max Nature is what it says.
Okay, well, let me see. So, that could just be the transaction name and the company. Well, if you purchase anything from the company name is most likely different from the name on the transaction.
Well, me and my girlfriend, neither one have made a transaction for that amount. We don't know where it came from, so.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives this phone number to call.
Okay. Well, yes, sir. Well, I would need an account to come up to see any information in order to cancel anything or stop anything.
I'm giving you all the information I have.
Okay, yes, sir. So with me trying to get with that zip code and nothing coming up here without any other information, I would just have to suggest you get in contact with your bank and maybe dispute the charge. Or
I'm sitting here at my bank.
Okay, well, maybe they can block that merchant for you.
What companies do you deal with?
It's over 400 companies. Like a wide range of different products. He's on the phone with him, man. Okay. I'm going to check that. And so with the account not coming up, I won't be able to assist. $14
an international number.
And so that's why I would have to suggest if maybe you can dispute the charge, or they can block that specific merchant for you.
We're trying to figure out if one of our cards was hit or mm-hmm. what the deal is.
Okay, well, yes, sir. So I wouldn't know exactly what's going on without getting an account pulled up.
Well, I don't have an account number to give you to pull up. That's the thing.
Okay, well, can you spell your last name for me?
Hall, H-A-L-L.
And the zip code, that was 63869, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if there was anything earlier in March or not.
Okay, yes, sir. So I still tried again to get that pulled up with the zip code and your last name, but I'm still not seeing anything come up here.
All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling, and you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Mm-hmm.